This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. 21 people on board a Princess cruise ship that has been denied entry to San Francisco Harbor have tested positive for the coronavirus. Speaking at the White House, Vice President Mike Pence said most of those who tested positive were members of the crew.
21 individuals on the Grand Princess tested positive. Among those were 19 crew members and two passengers.
Pence said the ship would be directed toward a non-commercial port where all on board, about 3,500 people, would be tested for the virus. State and local officials had acted to halt the cruise liner from docking after learning that several people on board had become ill and two passengers who traveled on the same vessel last month tested positive for the virus. One of them, an elderly man from near Sacramento, California, with underlying health conditions, died this week. Meanwhile, earlier Friday, President Donald Trump signed a bill providing $8.3 billion to fight the virus outbreak in the United States. President Trump toured devastated areas near Nashville, reduced to rubble by a deadly tornado earlier this week. AP's Ed Donahue has more.
The president pointed out people in Putnam County have already started rebuilding.
We love them. They're special people. It's an incredible place, incredible state. Tremendous heart.
The tornado tore a two-mile path through the county. The president said there was little warning.
They get a phone call, hey, there's a tornado, and boom, it's on them.
President Trump met with survivors at a local church.
We are with you all the way, and thank you very much for all you've been through, what you've been through. Very few people have ever seen anything like that.
Governor Bill Lee says Tennessee is living up to its name, the Volunteer State, with people showing up by the thousands to provide assistance. I'm Ed Donahue.
This is VOA News.